We begin a new perek in Shmiras HaLashon, Shaar Zechir, perek Hey, Shir number 38 from the Chafetz Chaim. Boyu Vayar Anshon Shel Bali Lashon Hara. Here we'll be discussing the punishment for the Bali Lashon Hara, for those who speak Lashon Hara. Before we can see further in the words of the Chafetz Chaim, we have to ask, why did the Chafetz Chaim feel necessary to focus on this specific topic here? And it's quite obvious to answer, but it's important to discuss it. The more a person realizes the severity of a situation, the more the person will refrain from that, which will bring that punishment. As simple as that. If you speak to children who are in elementary school or in high school, and they talk to you about certain rules that the school has, but they're not enforced, so it's a joke. The rule itself becomes a joke. It's better not to have the rule because it's made into a joke. But if the rule is enforced, oh, you better believe it. They're going to follow suit because they don't want to get in trouble. The punishments are... That's the way it is in life. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. We have to understand what are the punishments for a Baal Lashon Hara. How severe are the punishments for the Baal Lashon Hara? What is the Baal Lashon Hara? Who is it? There's a person, as we said, he's constantly, always speaking Lashon Hara. Not a person, not like the average person that once in a while, unfortunately, he slips. But he's always speaking Lashon Hara. Shemevi al atzma in the goyim ayidei deburai. This person brings negoyim upon himself. What are negoyim? Negoyim are bodily afflictions. Physical pain. We are connected, as we just had at Parshas Bereishis last week, we are connected in the physical and spiritual world as one. Sunday morning, as I was getting ready to go to Shacharis, I heard this bang, this slam. I don't know what it was. You know what it was? It was the power outage. It was a blast. By the time I came home already, a few hours later, it was back on. The power was back on. Baruch Hashem. But it was a scary blast.
It was out on the street.
Yeah, people didn't know what it was, right? People didn't know what it was. Okay, by the way, you get scared. Yeah. It's definitely a scary sound. When the person speaks Lashon Hara, he has to understand that he's harming himself. Step number one. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, Shemevi al atzmoi negoyim al idei diburi. He brings pain and suffering to himself. Would you ever imagine to see a person taking his right hand and punching himself in the face? Taking his left hand and punching his right hand, right side? You think this guy's a mishugana? He has to be locked up. Maybe he's going to go around punching people as other people. A person who speaks Lashon Hara is punching himself in the face. And the more he speaks, the more he's punching himself. This man's a mishugana. Doesn't he understand? He's mevi negoyim al atzmoi. V'nasa ideize metzoyer muchlot k'moshe kosov be'erchin. As the Gemara in Erchin elaborates, he becomes a metzoyer muchlot. Confirm metzoyer. He has tzaras. As the Gemara says, called Mesaper Lashon Hara, Negoyim Bayin Allah. Gemara in Erech and Naftez Vav and Beis tells us, whoever speaks Lashon Hara, Negoyim Bayin Allah. Tzaras, afflictions of Tzaras come upon him. Now there's an obvious question, which the Chafetz Chaim will address later on, throughout the different prokim. We got Tzaras today. People think if we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you don't have witnesses, you don't have the Dalmis, it's Bezdin, Skila, Sreifa, Harigan, Chenek, we don't have lashes, it's easier for us, it's better for us. It's a big mistake. The Gemara says, and Tosis elaborates, that even though the Dalmis aren't there that are given out by Bezdin, they still exist. Rachmana Litzlan, a person who was chayiv skila, What's skila? Skila is a person is pushed off by the witnesses of a two-story building. And if he's not dead yet, he's stoned. There's a whole procedure. It sounds horrific. It sounds brutal. We can't relate to it. But this is the kapara he gets. This is the einish he gets as well, the punishment. Says the Gemara that a person who's chayiv skila bizman, that there's no beis amigda, no bezdin, rachman letzlan, a person could fall off a building. Even though the punishment is not given out by bezdin, punishment's still there, even bizman is there. And the Chafetz Chaim will explain in different ways that even though the negayim of tzaras does not come on the person, there are other harmful afflictions, physical afflictions, that can still come to the person who is the Baal Lashon Hara.